Hello, and welcome back to the Misfits Podcast, rated 5 stars on YouTube by RedV2, saying, honestly, had a lovely shit while listening to the start of this podcast. Lovely size and lovely softness. Great start to the video.
Well, you know what they say, if you're in a perfect state of relaxation, with sensation in your head, and that is all you're focused on, it'll just slide right out of you. All the negativity will just slide right out of you. And that massive shit was negativity sliding right out of you.
Just think about it that way. Every time you take a shit, you say, like, you're giving birth to a demon. You're giving birth to all of your insecurities, all of your fears, all your anxiety. Then you flush that bitch down the toilet and it goes into the sewer.
Yeah, and then you get anxious again.
Yeah, but then you take a shit.
Because it starts again.
It does.
It's an endless cycle.
The only solution, the only way to be happy is just not to eat.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Don't eat. Eating is the source of all mental illness.
You can eat so long as you throw up immediately afterwards.
This is terrible advice.
This is awful advice. Don't do anything what we're saying. I'm joined here today by Toby on the Tally, the fabulous woman.
Oh, what's up? It's me.
And peace. Matt, Mr. I Notorious.
Hey, what it do?
It is.
Oh, we both did peace signs.
Oh, damn.
Well, what gang signs did we change it to?
Wow.
Oh,
no.
I can do the Chakra Bra. Yeah. What it do?
Oh, well, that's, yeah.
Well, hey, look, there we're not go. The only people doing peace signs here. As a matter of fact, we've got three other lovely ladies on the table. They are some new Gamersups designs, everybody. If you want a Gamersups cup. If you want some energy, some Gamersups energy,
yummy.
You could pick up a couple tubs of Gamersups. Absolutely, positively delicious. Gives you energy, essential vitamins. And also, there's anime women with giant tits on the fucking cup.
Exactly.
I don't know how to sell this any fucking more to you guys. Look at it.
It's fucking titties. Like, what more do you need?
Dude,
like,
men, women.
You fill it up with a thing and it changes colors.
Others,
look at that.
They love it. They absolutely love it. It changes with the color of the bra, the bikini, the hair. Mm-hmm. It all changes with the color in the cup. So if you want to pick up some colorful, good Gamersups, go to gamersups.gg and use code MISFITS for 10% off your order.
I'm going to bring it right back to peacing out, okay? Mm-hmm. You know who else throwing peace signs at us?
Who?
McCreamy, Zuckles.
What?
Fitz.
And Fitz. Even Fitz.
Left. Even Fitz.
They've
They're
peaced
all
out. They
gone.
Fucked off. We're the only three misfits left. They're gone. Gone. They quit.
They all quit.
They all quit. They're
all gone.
They all said, well, I'm rich enough. Bye. Mm. And we were like, well, that's fair. Yeah. That makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah, we're all poor here.
Now I miss them.
I'll hit you up when I'm rich enough too. And until then, I'm going to keep being on this podcast.
Yes.
Yeah. Like
okay.
A point.
They're
yeah.
actually gone because Mason is very sick, and he, being the good, responsible man that he is, decided, "Well, I'm not going to go into the podcast today and get everybody else sick." So Mason, legend. Jay is grinding. He has a video he needs to get out, and he's time strapped, so he's not here.
Yeah.
And Fitz is visiting family back in New Zealand.
Yep.
Which is good. Good for him. Good for you, Cam, if you're watching this. Good,
yeah, good,
good
for
you.
You.
Good for you.
Fucking prick. Good for you.
Good for you.
I thought you were
going to
miss
Zealand.
Him. Like, Miss Fitz. You yeah. miss Fitz.
Oh, my God. Is that how we came up with that name?
What?
Oh, shit.
No, it's not.
I do miss Fitz,
Everyone
though.
Says it, though.
I do miss Fitz. And he's only been gone for, like, 3 or 4 days.
Yeah.
You should, like, talk to, like, more people or something then.
Yeah.
Well, it's better to have a small core group of friends that you can trust than a wide net of friends, like a fisherman casting his net into the sea and catching carp, and then having to kill them with a boomerang on the shoreline.
Yeah.
It's oddly specific.
Like me.
That's what
I have no regrets. I don't regret killing these fish.
No,
and,
no
I don't
flashbacks,
know, and I don't know
no
why.
Dreams.
I don't know why every fucking podcast somebody, you know, sometimes me, has to bring up the murder of the carp on the fishing trip.
I mean, it was murder. Like,
well,
can't just shrug that off.
Well, yeah, but you know, I think it was a murder with kindness, right? It was a kind murder.
If you had to murder someone, what age are you going for?
What age am I going
for?
Yeah,
if someone was forcing you to murder someone, and they're like, I've got someone of every age here, 0, through like 110.
Yeah.
Which one you're going to kill?
Surely most people would go for like the oldest one.
The oldest one.
Because then it's like, oh, they're going to die anyways. But on the flip side, you go for like the youngest one because they don't even have any memories. You just like spawn kill them. Like they're not going to know the difference.
spawn kill them.
Yeah, yeah they're not going to even know what happens. Just going to think
awful.
The game crashed or something.
It's awful. Be like, oh my God.
All right.
Oh,
let me make it more specific. This is like the trolley problem, but not really. Okay. There's three people. In a hot air balloon, okay? Mm-hmm. The hot air balloon pilot lady, there's a guy who could potentially cure HIV, okay?
Right.
And he could do it. He might not, but he could do it. He's got the knowledge there.
Right, so potential to save a million lives.
Yeah, third one, little child.
A little child.
He's useless. He's done nothing with his life.
He's just done nothing.
The hot air balloon... Oh, it's broken. It's going down. The lady's like, look,
we need to drop
weight. I know how to pilot this, but we need to drop some weight. We've already thrown everything out. We've thrown the dog.
Which is fair.
Yeah.
Well,
what do we throw next?
Oh, you throw the guy off that could cure HIV. The kid weighs nothing. The lady's got a hot head. Yeah, so there you go.
The kid wouldn't weigh that much. The lady, you need to survive.
Well, but hypothetically, in the situation, you could throw the kid out and it could save you.
Right. I would probably go for the adult guy, but even then, that's murder.
Yeah, but
if you had to throw one out, at least make it fun. The kid, you could like fucking yeet farther, you know?
Okay. What if all three of them are like, look. If you choose me, that's fine. You know, I'll jump out. You
can
know,
I
you
offer
don't have
myself
to push me.
As a victim?
I'll
like,
do
I'm
myself.
Just done with everything at this point. I'm like, eh, fuck it. Just
No.
Would that even be the noble thing to do? I guess. But that's the weird thing. I would probably toss out the dude who can cure HIV because I know there's already millions of other doctors working on it. I certainly wouldn't throw the pilot off because throwing the pilot off ensures my doom. And the kid, like, I hate kids as much as an ex-guy. How old are they?
Five.
Yeah,
I
wouldn't throw the 5-year old off.
What?
Nah.
Okay, I'm thinking, right? How hard is it to keep a hot air balloon in the air?
Yeah, it just goes up and down.
You just pull a big lever thing, right?
Yeah. I've done that my whole life. How hard can it be?
The dude's been yapping his air off the whole time. He's like, you know, HIV? Yeah, I could cure it if I want. I could do that. And
but he doesn't.
Well, what if he cures it? That's pretty big. I don't want to, you know, ruin that.
Mm-hmm.
And then the kid, he's just being he's eating crayons in the corner, right?
Right, of this hot air balloon.
I'm thinking we keep the guy because, you know, men are superior. Mm-hmm. And then the little kid is a boy, I assume, because... Women aren't allowed on hot air balloons unless they're the pilot.
Yeah.
Right.
And so I'm thinking, keep the two boys, get rid of the pilot, and then just hope that you can manage to get a hot air balloon to the ground.
Hmm.
Well, this is a lovely conversation.
Well, I just, you know, thought it would be an important thing to know. What would we do?
I would toss the adult man off, I think.
You got to prepare for these things.
Yeah. Even if it cures, that's the weird thing. Because, like, you know, the guy could potentially cure AIDS, which could save a lot of people.
But if he was going to, I thought it was HIV.
HIV, AIDS, I mean, it's kind of the same.
He would have done it by now already.
I suppose you could argue that anyone could potentially
cure
HIV.
So could the kid eating crayons in the corner. Who knows? He's only 5.
Exactly, exactly. What if he's
working on an equation there with crayons, trying to scribble it down. He's about to solve it out. You're like, all right, we decided you're off next.
Yep, that's how the scientists do it.
And you do throw them like a basketball.
Yeah.
That's how the scientists do it. They cure diseases through mathematical equations.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Mathematically, this is how HIV will be gone. I think that's valid.
Yeah. HIV with a big X on it. It's like, I've gotten rid of HIV.
Yeah.
Anyways, what has everybody been up to the last week, 2 weeks, month, year, decade?
Well, I got back from my trip, and then I was like, well, time to get back to grinding. I haven't streamed in fucking ages.
Jesus.
And I've got my Twitch contract and stuff.
Mm.
Decided to get back into it. So I've done like 10 hours a day for the past week. Grinding it out. Because I'm very behind.
Yeah, you would be too, wouldn't you?
Yeah,
I was gone for
a hot minute. And then before the 3 weeks, I was in the Gold Coast.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, and then you also went on the fishing trip with us.
And the fishing trip.
Yeah. So you've been busy. You've been off the tally.
Mm-hmm. Off the face of the earth.
You've been totally off the tally.
Yeah, I guess you could argue that I am indeed off the tally.
But now you're back on. You're back on the telly.
Back on the telly. Although, I suppose someone out there probably watches the podcast on their TV.
Yeah,
so
maybe.
Every now and again, I'm on the telly.
Hmm.
Yeah.
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 Yes.
Yeah, that
yes.
makes sense.
That makes a lot of sense, Toby. It makes a ton of sense.
Yeah, but I've just been playing GTA RP. It's all right. Not bad. It's easy content.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really tough content that I have to work really hard for I'm a very hardworking person.
I have noticed.
Yeah. What have you guys been up to?
Yeah, you're working hard.
Ooh, the same
also,
as me.
Also working hard. Or am I hardly working?
Well, probably the first one.
I would hope the first one.
Naturally.
Yep. I've been, I finished up all the shit with the Epic SMP. The server is now dead. Being shut
down. How did
down.
That happen? Can you talk me through that? I don't really know much about that.
About
Epic
SMP.
What's the lore that's going on?
Right.
Here?
So, like, the Epic SMP was a Minecraft server that was created by Matt Watson and Ryan McGee from Super Mega. Mm-hmm. They were the people that founded it originally, and so their idea for the
nice
server.
Nice guys.
Very, very nice guys. Matt Watson.
Very
if you
funny
watching,
guys.
Love you. But basically, they had started this Minecraft server. They invited a ton of different variety streamers, variety content creators, people that aren't even really gamers, like musicians. It was
nice.
A wide array of people that joined the server.
Very cool.
And it popped off a ton during the first 2 weeks. I would say it was when it was at its fullest swing during the first two.
Mm-hmm.
Then, they would add and remove mods as it went along. They added a rat mod. We did a bunch of shit. It was a lot of content. I think I streamed probably like close to 200 or 300 hours total on the Epic SMP.
Jesus.
And it went really well. But,
very cool.
As time went on, month after month, there would be less and less people on consistently. It would be harder and harder to get everybody there.
Nice
and,
to bring it to a nice conclusion instead of just letting it fizzle out.
Well, that's the thing is that, the server, especially the last 2 months, it was very clear to me, the population is dropping, and I can't blame anybody. I'm not mad that people, after a couple of months were like, I don't want to fucking play Minecraft, especially mm-hmm. if they're all variety streamers or musicians or people that are doing their own shit.
Yeah.
Which is completely understandable. But it got to a point where it was like, I'm trying to get on. There's like three people on. It's like, well, do I really want to do a solo Minecraft stream on the server?
Mm.
And, usually I would say no. And so, there was a couple of events, and then there was just a player base of like about 5 to 10 people, and then it was like, okay, well, this
is barely an SMP anymore.
Well, yeah, it gets to a point where it's pretty much reached the end, and there was like this whole like little fucking storyline that they had going on.
Yeah,
Ted Nivison was on it, and he had this thing with this fucking giant hole that was through the map, and he called it the Void, and like he went into it, and he had this big sequence, and the Void was talking to him, and it's supposed to be like lore. All the Gen Zers know about Minecraft lore. If you're over the age of 18, probably don't fucking understand it. And to be fair, I can hardly understand it.
I think that the whole like Minecraft lore stuff that the Dream SMP and all that did, I think that was pretty smart.
I think because they're creating a narrative. They're creating like a they're world building essentially, which is cool as fuck. And I had basically like had this whole character, because the whole server was pretty much RP, like the entire way through. So you have a character and like you play your role. My role was with Jay Schlatt. He was also on. So we were like the two big businessmen. I used the mod that they had on the server called the Create Mod. I made a bunch of machines, got super rich, was basically just fucking around and abusing people and enslaving them and putting them in contracts and all this fun shit. And then basically it ended with like a revolution, spoilers, by the way, a revolution, the fucking destroyed our town. And then I went to the Void and then like went in and I wrote this big thing. We made a video and then we played it at the end.
Oh, very
and,
cool.
That was the way. So we wrapped it up with a cinematic, which was it was good. And it'll be good content because the thing is like, I really pushed for that to happen instead of the server just ending with the tweet.
Yeah.
Or even ending like in a wholesome way. The fucking ending I wrote and then like performed, it was fucking awful. It was super morbid, super depressing, like awful, awful. But like that's what I wanted. Like I wanted everybody at the end to be extremely sad. This way that I wrote it. It went really well. The stream went well, and like that finally closed. But yeah, now I don't have the Epic S&P.
Yeah.
But it had to go that way.
It's nice having that thing that you know that you can just rely on for content whenever you need to get like a big stream out or something. And like a Minecraft S&P or something along those lines where it can be a bit of grinding, but while still having some story happening and stuff like that, is such a great way to have really long streams that still feel very like
engaging. It doesn't feel like a 13-hour stream. It feels like a 2-hour stream. You just get so into it. And I was really into it. And
that's why I really like GTRP on an off note. I was explaining on my stream today, actually, that I love with GTRP that I can be playing a game by myself while still having something really engaging always happening. Because it's really hard when you're playing a game alone to be engaging the whole time sometimes.
Right.
And even when you're playing with one or two people, it can be a bit hard for it to feel like constant entertainment and things like that. Mm-hmm. But with GTRP, I mean, if you feel like this, it's been a bit bland for a bit, you just find someone and do some cool shit with them and
just fuck around
and build a story. And then you've got a really engaging stream pretty simply.
Yeah. And that was basically the thing with you know, the Epic S&P, and it was like a ton of fun. And the thing is, like, it's been, like, a large part of my content, and that's mainly because, you know, I've been having to stream for the Twitch contract, so I've been focusing more on that than I have, like, actually recording, off-stream, recording in a session, and then putting it on. But a lot of the Epic S&P content is phenomenal. Like, it's hilarious, it's good, there's a narrative, there's a story. And, like, I fucking uploaded 7 Minecraft videos in a row. If you're subscribed to me, I'm sorry. I know. Every week, there's a new Swagger Souls video, and you look, and it's fucking Minecraft, and you go, oh, my God, where's the Counter-Strike? Where's the VR? I know, okay? I'm working on it. I'm fixing it now. But, you know, I had these 7 videos out, and I knew, like, it was building a story, and I knew where the story was going. But I was like, well, the server's dead, and, like, what happens when I get to the point where, like, you know, what's the finale? Where's the arc? So, like, you know, you hate to fucking put out, like, a 10 or 15 episodic series, essentially, and have it have no ending and no payoff. That would frustrate the fuck out of me as a content creator, and if I was a viewer, it would really frustrate the fuck out of me.
That makes total sense,
Which is why I pushed so hard and got everybody together for the final couple streams. To just build up the story, build up the narrative, and do that. But it was a lot of writing, man. It was a lot of writing. It was a lot of stress having to rely on other people, like, to be there on time, to do what I wrote in the script for them to do, like, to hit the plot points. Because it's not like we're scripting out the entirety word for word. It's, you know, this happens, ultimately leads to this. That happens, ultimately leads to this, and then it's all improv in between. And everybody did a fantastic job.
That's awesome.
Yeah, Modest Cube, Trevor, he's the one that really just fucking killed it with the video, with the server in general. But it's over, man.
Yeah.
You know, it's been 4 months, and, like, that server, I never expected to have the longevity that it did.
Mm.
And it does frustrate me to go on Twitter, and especially after the whole ending, to look at, like, you know, what people thought about it, and people saying, like, you know, rip Epic S&P, you would have loved to be alive for more than 2 weeks or something like that. It's just like, you know, I get that these people are really big fans of the Dream S&P, which, you know, to be fair, yes, you know, it's good content.
Yeah.
Like, it's decent. It's good story. It's all that. But, like, you can't compare the two.
Yeah, they're
comparing very different. The two is stupid. And we've never really compared Epic S&P. We've never hyped it up as being a competitor or even something that will, you know, dethrone the
very different the audiences. S&P.
And another funny coincidence, Epic S&P ended on the day of the 1 year Dream S&P anniversary.
Oh, that's funny.
It is. And you know, I think a couple of content creators on the Dream S&P made comments about the Epic S&P about, you know, like, why it died so quick. And I agree. Like, it died quick because they're all variety streamers. None of them were going to play Minecraft full time. Whereas the Dream S&P, it's fucking Minecraft creators, Minecraft YouTubers that are fucking, they're on it and they're fucking focused on it. And that's all it's one of their primary focuses. So, of course, it's not going to die. They're always going to be on it. but not everybody was as passionate on the Epic SMP about it than people were on the Dream SMP, which is completely fine. Yeah. They're two different servers.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's end. It's over. It's all gone.
It must be, on the subject of like bringing series to conclusions, it must be really hard sometimes as a Let's Play YouTuber or something like that to have like make it feel like your series actually come to a meaningful end instead of just being like, all right, we're done with this game. On to the next one.
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah, about, like, if you're playing story-driven games or something like that, then you have, like, an inbuilt conclusion that would work. But if you're playing something like Minecraft...
Or Rust
or something, how do you bring a series to a conclusion in a meaningful way? It must be so difficult for that sort of content.
It is. You know, it's like writing a show. It's like writing, you know, basic plot points. And, you know, it's another thing because you're relying on people's improvisational skills because you don't know what the fuck is going to happen.
Yeah.
And if things are going to work out, and especially in a live format, which is why I think it's so impressive with all the Dream SMP stuff, because these motherfuckers, they're doing everything live.
Yeah.
They're playing music. They're getting atmosphere. Like, They're all working together, most likely on a Discord, like while it's live, messaging each other, like do this, you know, flag, like do this.
Yeah.
There is a tremendous amount of work that goes into it, and an even more like, an even higher amount of work that goes into the writing, the figuring out what the story points are, how is the plot going to develop? Because it's not like they're doing it like, you know, stream by stream. I'm sure they have like a whole fucking arc,
yeah,
you know, where they have everything written out, and it's seriously impressive, and hats off to them.
Definitely.
But, you know, I guess my point with that is the Epic SMP was never meant to be that.
Yeah.
But you know, we still ended up killing it with a, you know, with a cinematic and lore and whatever, and I feel like, you know, it's better to and you know, a project of that magnitude with a big stream rather than, you know, with a tweet.
Speaking of like improvised content and getting like natural reactions to jokes and things like that, I was watching Sacha Baron Cohen break down one of his favorite scenes in the second Borat movie.
Yeah.
And he said that it's quite interesting because they write a script for the movie, and they, even though the scenes are with strangers that are just doing their natural reactions, they're not actors. He said that they still write what they think they're going to say, and they base the script on what they assume the people come across are going to say.
The reaction, yeah.
Yeah, and he said that they, you know, they have to, like, they had to train the other actress because obviously Sacha Baron Cohen usually does these movies alone.
Yeah.
And he had the other leading role, the actress, with him. And he said that he had to train her in all these techniques that he didn't even know he was doing because it was just naturally what he did, and teach her how to make everything happen in one interaction, because you obviously can't go back in and reshoot.
Do it with the same guy.
Yeah. So they, like... He said that the camera people as well, they just have to walk in like it's a documentary and make sure that they're getting all of the shots that they need to get in one take while doing this whole interaction. That must be like so difficult.
Well, it's a more fucking complicated performance because it's being shot live with strangers, and there's so many variables that could happen. Like, it's not like you're on a set, here's the script, do as many takes as you want of the same shit until you nail it, until we get the perfect take. It's like, here's your take, and like, you know, either you cut out for that kind of shit or you're not.
Yeah, and he said the harder bit about the sequel of the Borat films is that he couldn't let anyone know that he was in America. He couldn't let anyone know that he was filming that,
because,
and that Borat was there, because it would leak that there was going to be a second movie. So he said that anytime the reaction turned into someone calling the police or someone kind of getting onto him, as soon as the movie crew saw that there was someone coming to clearly shut down what was happening.
Yeah.
He just apparently ran, jumped in a van, and they had to like get him away.
Wow.
Because if people caught him doing it, then they would realize that they were making another Borat movie.
Mm.
Yeah.
Now that makes it even more tougher, man.
Yeah.
Fucking shout out to Sacha Baron Cohen.
Very impressive. Very impressive guy.
Super impressive.
Very great films. I mean, it takes like a very, like a pretty top tier comedic mind to be able to write a comedy movie with strangers, essentially, that don't have a script.
You know, it's like the same shit that I think it was Johnny Knoxville did with Bad Grandpa.
Oh,
it's pretty much the same shit, you know?
Yeah.
I like those styles of movies.
Yeah, it's really fun. Yeah. It's such a different feeling.
Even that fucking, you know, the TV show Impractical Jokers with the, you know, strangers' expense doing their jokes and challenges. I think that shit is funny.
Yeah.
I don't know if I have the balls to do it, though.
No.
I don't know if I'd have the balls to do that. It'd be too fucking scary.
I thought about it in the past. I do think that doing some sort of character, like starting a YouTube channel as a character and filming stuff in public as like in character would be really fun, but yeah, it would be so intimidating.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
I guess a little bit less with me even wearing the helmet, but you know.
It'd definitely have to be something that you'd warm up to, and at first it'd be really hard. Cause I remember when we first started making vlog content, even that felt like weird and kind of difficult, just being in front of a camera when you're not used to being in front of a camera, and then especially doing things in public with a camera. It's such a, you know, we're all YouTubers and we've all made so many videos, but that specific thing was such a culture shock. It was so different.
Well, it's a lot different because you're literally putting yourself out there. For me, it's a little bit less intimidating, and I think I have a better relationship with it because of the helmet and because that, you know, my character online isn't tied to who, you know, to me as a person.
Yeah.
So I don't get fucked thoughts about how I'm being perceived or being hypercritical of how I look because it's not a factor, which is helpful for me. But I know at the very least it's challenging, you know, even for all the misfits or for, you know, I'm sure like OTV and 100 Thieves and pretty much everybody that does it. I don't think people really get used to it.
Yeah.
That's a really hard thing to get used to. But speaking of our vlogs, the fishing trip is being worked on, and I got to see a cut of it like a couple weeks ago, probably around a week ago, week or two. It's coming along well. For all the people that are asking where the fuck the fishing trip is, it's on its way, all right? And also an apology for not releasing a video for 420 and not doing a drop. For it either. We had a lot of people, especially when I was streaming, a ton of fucking people asking, where's the 420 drop? Were you guys doing a 420 video? And I'm going to be fucking completely honest. I didn't know it was 420 until at 420 p.m. I got a ton of messages on my Snapchat of everybody fucking smoking weed going happy 420. And I was literally just about to call my editor to go over a video when I got that shit. And I was like, fuck this. I got up. I fucking ran downstairs. I ripped like 3 bongs. I got super baked. I went back upstairs. And I remember just telling my editor, I was like, hey, look, man, I don't know if you know what the date is, but I'm really fucking high. And he goes, oh, yeah, no, dude, same. I'm also like getting really stoned. And I go, dude, look, I'm your boss. This is a national holiday. Just fucking take the fucking day off. We'll go over it tomorrow. And he was like, oh, fucking oath. Fuck yeah. And so we did. But like that's how fucking busy I've been that I didn't fucking write down 420 on my calendar, on my phone or anything. Mm.
Last year I just completely forgot about my birthday.
Whoa.
I was just working every day, and just someone came in one day onto the stream, was like, happy birthday. And I was like, wait, it's my birthday?
Oh my God.
I just didn't even know.
That's
so easy
crazy
to get caught up in things, especially when you're your own boss and you're in charge of your own hours and everything.
And especially when you're going day by day and you're not really planning ahead.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
That's been a big problem for me because it's just been, you know, stream and then record and then edit and then podcast and then all the other shit in between. And it's fucking, it's just the daily grind. It's like, all right, well, if I get all the shit that I need to get done today, then I'll wake up tomorrow with shit that I'll have to do, and then I'll do that, and then I'll go to sleep, and it's just day by day.
Yeah.
Which isn't really the most efficient or, like, stress-free way to live.
No, totally not.
But it's the only way that I know how to fucking be productive.
That's why it's been really nice having a dog and having a girlfriend now that I live with. It means that, like, if I want to do something, that it also affects those two things as well, you know?
Yeah.
And it's not just that I can wake up, decide I'm going to stream and stream. It's like there's more planning now, and it's kind of nice having a little more
accountability, like something to be accountable for.
Yeah,
yeah. It's responsibility.
Nice to have
like and even just, you know, extra, just like more in your life to break apart and give relief from the stress of work.
Exactly.
You know, which you know, I mean, I know that you've been doing a bunch of shit, man. Hmm. You've been with the drone stuff, right?
Oh shit, yeah. I just like I think I did that like 2 months ago originally. The first class, it was like a full on, like almost like a college course blocked out. It was like a 5 day class. It was like 8 hours a day that whole first week.
Jesus.
Like,
so what is it? What was the class? What was it all for?
Oh, it was a remote pilot's license. So you can go out and buy like a basic DJI drone, like a Phantom or a Mavic, and fly that out of the box. But if you want to get like the big, like the ones that are like as big as this table almost.
Well, yeah, the ones the U.S. military uses to
fucking
drone strikes.
Yeah, yeah. As American, I was missing a bit of America, so I figured why not get one of those.
We're now going to have a drone angle from... How high do drones fly? I don't know.
400 feet.
400 feet above us.
Is that their max? Their max.
That's
still
like the air. The
like the DJI.
The, that's the like the airspace ceiling that you're saying.
Oh, because
it's like 400.
If you go above 400 feet, you're going into actual like small aircraft airspace. Mm-hmm.
That's like I think there was a case in Sydney recently where it's like. It's 400 feet above sea level, not 400 feet from where you take off on.
Oh,
so there's a guy who took it up off a hill near the beach. Flew out over the water to get some shots, and there was like a helicopter coming across the beach because they have that 400 height ceiling, and above that's aircraft. So the helicopter's coming along, you see the little DJI drone. It's like, whoops, he's not supposed to be that high, and like dodges out of the way of it.
Wow. Yeah, that could be a problem.
Yeah. That's why I was doing this class. Yeah. Might also be easy. Like, I want to buy a big drone. Like, I got a new camera now. I want to get like a big drone that can like carry it and shit. So I was like, I'll get this. Oh, I need like a license for this. I'm like, yeah, I'll get a license for this. How hard can it be? But it's like, yeah, no, it's not easy.
How early were you waking up to do these classes?
Oh my God, I was waking up at like 7 in the morning.
That's fucked
to
up.
Drive through traffic or that shit.
Fucked up, and I'm saying this is the most privileged fucking piece of shit that plays video games. I wake up at like fucking 11 a.m., fucking 1 p.m. if I'm feeling like spoiling myself. And all these motherfuckers are listening to the podcast, getting out of bed at 5 a.m.
Yeah,
fucking
on public transport. I get up at 5 a.m., drive Elise to work, drive to the office, stream all day,
really?
Go home.
Damn.
Yeah, a lot of the time.
You wake up at 5 a.m.?
When she's got work, yeah.
Oh, wow. You're a queen. You're a queen doing
I don't have
that
a choice.
The queen. So damn, so you're waking up at 7 a.m., and so the whole reason that you went to do the class was to get a license for...
Just to... fly it. Yeah. Just well, I got the camera and then I was like, might as well get the drone for it. So I bought the drone.
I
knew I needed like the license for it. So.
You need to have balls of steel to put a massive camera like yours on a drone.
Yeah.
Like if something happens to that.
Are you talking about
that
fucking massive one?
Yeah, yeah.
You're going to put that on a drone and fly it around?
That's so
I mean,
scary.
I already have the, well,
so
I already
scary.
Bought the drone, but that's why I was like, I already bought it, so I'm like, shit, I need the license.
I shit my pants,
yeah,
man.
That'd be terrifying.
Well, they're redundant. It's like.
So you can't fly that drone without a license?
No.
So what
how big
if you got caught?
Like, if you have, like, the things unfolded, yeah, probably about the size of this table. If you have
Jesus
all six
Christ.
Out. Like, they're pretty safe. It's, like, that's why it has, like, six rotors. So if, like, one of the rotors goes out, it'll still sit there and fly.
How heavy is it?
It's, like, 10 kilograms, I think.
Dude, you could fly that into the side of a skyscraper.
Yeah, that's why you need licenses for these things.
Oh, well, just get the license and do that.
I don't think flying that into the side of a skyscraper
that's way easier
would do
than a
much.
Hijacking.
It wouldn't do much, but you break a window.
Yeah,
if true. You wanted to be like a vandal, instead of throwing a rock,
what if you attached
you fucking fly a drone to like the 80th floor and could crack a window with it?
Hear me out. What if you attached a spray paint can to it and you graffitied on the top of buildings?
Ooh.
Yo, that is not a bad idea.
You know,
get a little gimbal. It'll like you can control it and everything.
You just make a little like a little servo. You get like a Raspberry Pi. You connect it, and then it could just be like. The drone flies, it carries a stencil, and then it's a thing that just sprays the paint and then turns it left and right like three or four times to get a good even spray on the stencil, and then it flies away.
Okay, hear me out.
Make it, Michael, you know,
well,
fucking
all
anybody.
All you need to do is like take the camera and put a fucking spray paint can on the end of it, and then you get a little POV. It just
exactly.
runs away.
Second idea, okay, we mix drones with AI, right?
Uh-huh.
Well, not AI, with 3D printing technology, okay? We program the graffiti into the software, and the drone does it automatically. You can get a whole big graffiti piece done like a 3D printer.
Like a
printer.
Bunch of little drones come
like
out.
Like a normal printer, I guess.
Just, how about use your drones for photography and also to look through the windows
like
of your
neighbors.
Neighbor.
More naturally.
Yeah.
I wonder if anyone's ever been, you know, peeping with a drone, watching their neighbors do something and just decided, you know, I need a better angle. I'm going to fly through the window. Get a better angle, go inside. Wonder if anyone's ever flown a drone inside their neighbor's house.
Been that ballsy? If they leave the window open, I mean, I wouldn't. I wouldn't do that. Oh, man.
You can get cheap drones.
You could, but it still really wouldn't be worth it because, like...
Are drones registered to you? Your ones are.
Yeah,
they'd have to be.
Well, if they're under a certain size, like under a kilogram, you don't have to.
Wow.
You get a small enough one, you throw it to a window, you're like, understands.
Interesting. If you get a really... They make some really small drones. You could just throw it in someone's house. They probably wouldn't notice it.
Yeah, and then just turn it on in there.
In the middle of the night, just fly it up. Yeah, they're rarely loud, though.
Yeah.
Honey, what is that?
It's my vibrator.
It's my vibrator.
It's awful.
Yeah.
But yeah, drones are sick. So how long was the class in total?
It was, what's 5 times 8? Like 40? Yeah, it was like 40
hours.
40 hours?
In a week. 40 hours?
It was like a whole college course just like crammed down like one crash course.
So what did they
go over? Well, try not to crash course, but yeah.
Oh, nice. So did you have to learn like the theory and the law first before you even flew the drones?
Let's see. The first day we went through like the electronics and all that shit, like batteries.
Kind
of the dangers of them, yeah.
That's nerd shit.
The dangers of batteries, yeah.
Well, the LiPo batteries, yeah. That's why there's like certain sizes you can bring on airlines and shit.
Yeah. She'll burst into flames, fucking explode.
Yeah, then we did like all the air loss shit, maps.
There are much easier ways to kill people.
Yeah, like with a knife.
Diabetes.
Yeah. A knife for a reason.
Although, killing someone with a knife is a little sketchy.
Because even if you stab them in the neck, they're still going to be floundering around.
Yeah,
you're not really having flashbacks to the fish?
Like, if you attack someone with a knife, you got to get up in their face. And what if they're just better at fighting than you?
Man, I don't like the idea. I don't like the idea of having to kill someone with a knife.
No, that'd be fucking horrible.
Yeah, because, like, I wouldn't like it because it'd just be so personal.
Yeah, if I'm going to kill someone, I would much rather inject
like
them
your bare
with
hands, right?
Cancer.
Oh.
Inject them with cancer.
Or something like that. Something where it's like, all I'm doing is putting a chemical in them. I don't feel bad. And then like 6 months later, they're dead and I forgot about them. They're not even in my life anymore.
Or you can inject yourself with AIDS and then... romance them and then hurt them two ways. You hurt them emotionally by gaining their trust and then sleeping with them and then having them fall in love with you. And then you'd be like, hey, by the way, I have AIDS and also you're going to die. See ya.
How deadly is AIDS, though?
Does that mean you're going to have AIDS as well?
Yeah, but... Yeah,
Blue, can you look up what percentage of people that have AIDS die from it? I don't know if that's a thing that, like,
I'm pretty sure
can be looked
up. How deadly is AIDS?
It's not the 80s or the 90s anymore, so I think I think they have, like, improved therapeutics that they can use. I'm pretty sure if you have HIV or AIDS, they have treatments that will be fine.
Oh, yeah, 3.7%.
Yeah, because you could see. Here, bring that back up. Bring that all the way back up.
No, even less than that.
Age-adjusted death rate for HIV disease peaked in 1995 at 16.3 per 100,000 population. Decreased by 69% through 1998, then further decreased 30... Okay, so it's decreased because of the increased therapeutics.
Well, you know, I guess killing someone with AIDS is like... It's like playing roulette. It's like you're a hitman, but you're like... You're just betting it all on green.
Yeah, I mean, it's just for, like, the eventual, huh? But, I don't know. Like, if somebody told me, kill this person with a knife or kill them with a gun, I mean, the obvious choice is the gun, right? Because it's so impersonal.
Depends what kind of knife it is. If it's one of those cool knives that has a switch on it and you press it and it goes, sing,
stiletto,
and then you press
blade.
The other side and it goes back in.
Yeah.
Oh, they're so cool. I love those knives. You could just, like, be holding it and it's not a knife, and then you put it up to someone, press the switch, it goes, sing, into them, then you shing it back out, and then you walk away.
That's very true.
If you leave your, if you get stabbed, right? If you get stabbed and someone, like, they just shove a knife into you and then they run away, leave the knife in you. Just leave it in there.
Yeah.
You can't die if someone's plugged the wound for you.
It is. That is a survival tip. If you've ever found yourself in the unfortunate situation during public transit while listening to the Misfits podcast, and somebody's stuck a knife in between your ribs, don't do what the fucking idiots in Hollywood do and take the knife out and go, ugh, dramatically and wipe the blood away from their eyes because they're badass. No, you'll bleed out and die. It's literally, it's keeping the blood inside of you.
Yeah, I mean, if you get pierced with anything.
Yeah, an arrow.
Kind of keep it in.
If you're a medieval knight in, you know, the 1300s and an English longbowman fucking shoots you in the stomach and it just fucking is there, don't take it out.
Also, you'll look kind of epic walking around with an arrow through you. Yeah. You know, people will be like, what's that? And you'll be like, oh. Nothing.
Hey, you ever see the?
And then everyone will be like, "Oh, that's cool."
You ever see the anime Berserk? And that dude has all the arrows sticking out of him. Yeah, that's me. I took the black pill.
Which one was that?
Was that the one that's just? I don't fucking know.
It's not important.
Fucking garbage. The pills are garbage.
Yeah.
Just don't even take any meds.
Yeah, don't take pills. Pills are for pussies.
Yeah, be yourself.
Harden up, pussy.
Unless it's medication that you actually need.
Even so, that's kind of still beta bitch shit. Be an alpha. Don't take pills. Unless it's ketamine.
Or MDMA.
Yeah. Does ketamine come in a pill form?
Maybe. Yeah.
It comes in
a lozenge.
A lozenge?
A lozenge.
Like something that you put in your mouth and it just like dissolves and tastes nice?
Yeah. Well, my sibling got intravenous ketamine before for like chronic migraines.
Yeah.
But they offered me 100 milligram lozenge of ketamine when I was back home. And I was like,
pop some ket for your migraines.
I was like, no, I've never taken ketamine. I don't feel like doing that.
Did it work?
Is ketamine horse tranquilizer?
It kind of worked. Yeah, it's a tranquilizer. Yeah.
So if you took ketamine and laced an arrow with it and shot someone, would they get really high or would they get tranquilized?
I think they just bleed from the arrow.
Oh, that's a good point. Unless they didn't pull it
die,
out.
They'd probably die, bro. Probably die. Probably, I mean, like, yeah, they'd probably die.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll keep that in mind for future.
Yeah.
Future the rapper. He's been asking me for ways to get people high. Not really. I don't want to get in trouble with Future. Is Future a rapper?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Sorry. I thought it was right. I don't listen to much rap.
I don't listen to that rap and the hip hop.
I don't listen to that rap mumbo jumbo.
Yeah.
What is it? Slam poetry with hip hop beats in the background? No, thank you. I'll stick to my Bible hymns.
Thank you. Your rap more like Bible hymns. More like crap.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. Not bad.
Yeah.
So what are you planning on doing with this drone, man?
I don't know. I just bought it. It was good. No, I was going to use it like filming and shit. That's about it.
That makes sense.
How much is a drone the size of a fucking table? You don't have to say if you don't
really
want.
Don't want to know.
Okay.
They're that expensive? Really? Huh. I would have thought that would be kind of like, because I would have thought that the expensive part of a drone would be like the gimbal and the camera.
Yeah, the camera is the most part, but like, still, it's like almost as much.
The actual body of the drone. Holy shit.
Is it made of carbon fiber?
Yeah.
Oh, that's bad and bougie.
Yeah. Fucking hell.
If you had to live in one video game world, which one would you want to live in?
That is an interesting question.
Minecraft 2, basic
bitch. Because we're looking at Halo here.
Oh, sure.
I think.
Pretty cool.
Yep.
So, like, where would you want to live?
Where does, like, the ocean go, though? Like, you ever see, like, the ocean go to the edge and then just stop? Is it just, like, a big wall?
Well, where does the ocean go on our flat Earth, idiot?
Oh, true. Well, this is Halo Earth. This is different. It's clearly different.
Well, maybe they just have a water maker, and it just constantly produces water, and it gets sucked down. Oh, maybe this is like the side bit of a pool where it's got that grating, and the water goes into that, flows through a filter, and back in. Sorry, people that are listening. We're looking at a picture of the Halo ring. I just realized that you guys can't see it, so...
Yeah.
That's what we're looking at. But anyway, what video game world would you want to live in?
That's a tough call. Like... Because video games are just fucking riddled with violence and constant death. I feel like...
Not all of them, but yeah, a lot of them.
Part of me feels like Tarkov would be good, but also, like, it wouldn't because I would die a lot and that would be awful.
I guess it depends on...
DayZ would also be awful.
I guess it depends on what, like, video game laws are you a part of this world. Like,
Rush would also be awful.
If you go into a video game world where your character can respawn, does that mean that you can respawn?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's say that. Right. Let's say like
that
you
changes
are.
Everything.
Let's say like you. Let's say that your mind is copy and pasted onto a USB, and then that code is taken, and it has put you into the world of this mm-hmm. game with all of the lives of the world of the game, but yeah. with all of your knowledge and all of your ability directly controlling a character.
I like this. And this series, are we the main protagonist? Or are we just a random NPC?
You are the player. You're the player.
Yeah,
you're the player.
Okay. What world?
Breath of the Wild would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Breath of the Wild would be
pretty cool. You can fly around.
But then the end game, like,
GTA would be
that?
Pretty cool because it's just GTA? Like normal life except you can do anything. Although, I mean, I guess you could probably do that in any game.
That's a tough one. What game it just seems like the most fun and the least awful?
I reckon GTA'd be pretty fun. You like you're bored today, like I want to go to car, like cause a cop chase or something. Yeah.
I'd probably go with
I'd
go with fucking Bugsnax. I'd be friends with the Bunger and then I would eat him.
Mm.
It would be a good time.
Yeah. You could eat anyone you come across. If you decide you don't like them anymore, you can just eat them.
Mm.
Do you reckon Bugsnax taste like the snacks that they look like?
Or do they taste like bugs?
Yeah, are they just bugs that look like burgers because there's so many burgers in their world that it was the best way to evolve and have camouflage? Hypothetically, it could be right. And that could be you. I don't know what I meant by that. But Saints Row the Third,
Saints Row the Third, not a bad one.
Saints Row it's either the third or the fourth one where you're basically a god and you can fly
that's
and shit.
That's the fourth one.
Yeah, as a game, it wasn't great. But I think playing that game... Like, as the character
would
be sick.
Yeah, you would probably want to be in a world where you have the power fantasy. Like, what was the other game, Infamous, where it was like you had, like, the lightning superpower
or Prototype.
Whatever. Prototype was another one.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably those games you would want to opt for.
Or, like, Bioshock.
Fuck that.
Well, that'd be terrifying.
Fucking horrible. Fuck that. Maybe Bioshock Infinite, where it was a lot less, you know, awful.
What would be the worst world to go into?
The worst?
Like, a horror world?
Probably like fucking Insidious or is that what it was?
Minesweeper. Definitely Minesweeper.
No, Visage.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen Visage? Yeah. That's an awful one. Any of the Resident Evil games?
Or
Five Nights at Freddy's?
Yeah, that would, because you don't really do anything in Five Nights at Freddy's. You're just kind of sitting there staring at cameras.
Yeah, you look at cameras and you close doors.
Yeah.
Turn on lights. It'd be awful.
That would be awful. It'd just be an endless cycle.
I did Five Nights at Freddy's VR, bro.
Never
again.
Yeah.
Never again. Fucking horrible.
What's something? Dark Souls. Dark Souls.
I could fuck with Dark Souls. I could fuck with that. I think I would. I wouldn't enjoy it, but the thing is, like, I would die and then I'd be able to respawn and I'd get better and better.
I guess
it
depends on how death would feel.
Let's say it's comparative to dying.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if I'd want to be in Dark Souls then.
Yeah, nah.
Yeah. I mean,
I think I'd want to be somewhere where I'm not going to die all the time.
If you're a fucking filthy casual, it's fine. You can live in fucking Hello Kitty, Sparkling Princess Island, or Roller Rescue, whatever the fuck. You can fucking chill
in
there.
I
want to
live in the Cars movie game.
The Cars movie game.
I want to be Lightning McQueen.
So only because that would put you the closest to Lightning McQueen?
Yeah, I want to be inside Lightning McQueen,
You want to be inside Lightning McQueen.
Yeah, you know that guy from Strange Obsessions who's in love with cars and he fucks cars?
Yeah.
I'm like that, except I don't want to actually fuck Lightning McQueen. I just want to be inside
him. You just want to be inside Owen Wilson.
Yeah, because I just feel like it would be all nice and cozy in there. Do you think a car, like in Cars,
right?
What do you think the inside of the car, do you think they have interiors? Or do you think it's just, like, muscles and...
they open like the door and you see hearts beating and the fucking spleen pulsating?
Because, like, why would they... They wouldn't need an interior.
I mean...
There's no people in cars.
Why do they have taxis, then?
I don't know. Logically, cars makes no sense.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Why are there taxis in cars?
Yeah.
Why are there airplanes in cars?
No, that was Planes. Oh, yeah. That was Planes, a different movie. But probably part of the same universe.
There's probably, like, realistically, there's probably a lot of things in cars that really don't make sense. Like, why do they have buildings?
Why are there taxis in cars? Why? That makes no sense.
Yeah.
That is mind-blowing.
It makes no sense. Cars as a universe is very flawed. Unless there is
this is the most retarded fucking conversation. We were arguing about the realism of a fucking A child's movie.
I think there's a theory somewhere out there that the Cars universe is like far, far in the future.
It's like canon, yeah.
And they're like, they're like AI cars.
The Pixar theory.
Yeah, they just live their own life. They're just AIs. So that's why there's like places that look, you know, it looks like a human civilization when in reality, if cars were their own like species, they wouldn't build like humans.
No.
And does that mean that the only people that can build in cars are forklifts because they're the only things that can pick things up?
Yeah, how do they do shit?
Let's get off this
bumps.
Subject. It's fucking with
yeah,
me.
Yeah, sorry.
Let's get off this fucking subject because this is too much.
Yeah.
This is too much for, I think, even the listeners to hear and take in.
I think we're ruining the cars universe. Yeah.
Yeah. What else is on the notes?
Oh, there's other things on the notes if you want to see. One of them says, if you were a robot, what... Wait. I read it wrong the first time. I was very confused. I thought it said, if you were a robot, what would you want to know? And I was like, what the fuck does that mean? But it says, if you were a robot, would you want to know?
Would I want... Oh!
Would you want to know that you were a robot?
But if you're a robot, wouldn't you know, though? Because you're, like, programmed?
No. Well, what if they take the programming out of you? So it's like, if you were... That's really interesting. It's like it brings me back to like the Westworld shit. If you guys have ever seen Westworld, with like the hosts,
like
they think
don't
they're
know.
Actually people. They have no idea. They think they're real. Yeah, I probably wouldn't want to know.
Yeah, I think it would ruin it.
Yeah, because then I'd be like, oh, well, great. Now I'm a robot.
Unless,
like, what's going to change?
Unless you weren't like enslaved or anything. If you were just a robot living your own life, I mean, that wouldn't be that bad.
Yeah, but even knowing would be tough. Don't you think?
Yeah, I guess.
Because it's like everything that you're saying is pre-programmed, like that you actually have no free will.
Yeah, unless in this...
You can't even drink gamer sauce.
I'll throw a hypothetical at you then. Do humans have any free will then?
Yes.
But your brain is pretty much a biological computer, right?
Yes.
Everything that you know, the way you are, is from like what you was around you as an environment when you grew up in.
Yes.
So you were pre-programmed from a young age, from everything around you. It's just a biological... All brains start the same. It's just programmed from everything around it growing up. As you get older, do you really have free will, or is it just your brain telling you how to react to things you've seen in the past? Do you really have free will?
Are all brains really the same?
No.
No, they don't start the
same. But do you still have free will, though?
Yes. You have free will based off of your own past experience.
Which was pre-programmed into you when you were younger.
It wouldn't be pre-programmed. It would be like...
Well, it's still programmed into you.
Things that are experienced. So, like, it's like, basically, your brain is...
Biological, AI, artificially intelligent brain.
So, it's like, you have... essentially a computer in your head, and all of your senses around you that dictate your reality... And then you have, stimulus, and then you have response. So somebody calls you a fucking asshole, and then you think, and you go, well, let me look back at my fucking head and figure out how to deal with this. You have the free will to either say, depending on your mood and depending on how you're feeling.
But that's also programmed into you as well.
But is it programmed?
Your mood is at the
time. Is it programmed, or is it?
It's affected by outside events. You're still a biological computer.
Yeah,
you spit out whatever is being put in, you know?
I guess, but then again, you could always catch yourself, like, on the brink of exploding, like, with rage at somebody who's offended you, or you can, you know, think about how you're thinking, and then be like, no, this isn't the right way to do it, and then you just be like, look, man, I don't like you, and then you can walk away. So, like, I feel like there's always choice, but then, depending on your mood, depending on how you're feeling, depending on what you're thinking, depending on your past experience, you can make those decisions. So I don't think they're necessarily pre-programmed.
I think that humans would want to give AIs free will, but I think they would give AI, like robots and with AI and stuff, the free will that has restrictions. So it's not, it's like free will to a point where, yeah, you can do whatever you want as long as it's within these constraints. It's like, it's essentially like what humans have, except humans have the law that they don't actually have to abide by if they don't want to.
And social lines, social pressure.
But the robots with the AI, they would also have these laws, but they actually couldn't physically break them.
Yeah, they wouldn't be able to circumvent them. For instance, you know, is it pre-programmed in me that if I walk in on a girlfriend cheating on me, I take a shotgun and shoot both her and the cheater, or...
Well, I mean, you grew up in America,
your girlfriend's
so.
Fucking a cheater?
Or or whatever. Sorry. Yeah, no, never mind.
A cheater, Jesus.
Yeah, but like... You know, it could be, is that pre-programmed in me as a result of the, like, the rage or whatever? And like, whereas a robot in that scenario where it feels betrayed or whatever, like, physically would be incapable of breaking the law or even a social law. Like, even being impolite, if you could program that into a robot, the robot will have perfect manners.
If you're a robot, right,
mm-hmm.
and you're talking to your creator,
right.
and he's like, all right, I'm going to program your emotions here. And he's like, but I'm going to give you the option to not have certain emotions if you don't want them. Would there be any emotions that you would be like, I don't want those? Like, I don't want jealousy.
Well, that's the thing. How could the robot know what the emotions are before they're programmed into them?
Okay,
how would it know?
Let's say hypothetically, it's you are the robot. You've had past lives. You know what it's like, right? And he's like coming back.
Pick your top five favorite emotions.
Well, let's say you're on your deathbed. You're 98 years old. They take your brain out. Grab all the info, they put it into a robot, and they say, hey, we could change anything about you. Do you want memories wiped? Do you want the lack of certain emotions? That kind of thing. My answer to that would be, no, keep everything.
Yeah,
keep
I think that's everything. What makes you human.
Because you remove your humanity when you remove all of that. Because like, my thing is like, you know, even if Neuralink, you know, in fucking 50 to 100 years... has the capability of, you know, taking essentially your personality and putting it into a robot or a host body, I don't think many like psyches would fly well.
Yeah.
Like if I were a robot, you would need to make a body for the human body that is, you know, almost a 1-to-1 scale of, you know, you look at your hands, you have the same movement that you're used to. Even like something like simulation of eating, a simulation of going to the bathroom, simulation of sex, like that all needs to be like something that you can express through this new body. Otherwise, you're not going to be able to handle it. And at that point, you're not yourself and you're not a human.
Yeah. Interesting. And I guess if you go in there and you're like, I don't want to have jealousy. I don't want to have anxiety. I don't want to have fear. I don't want to have those things. Like that's when you're kind of bordering on like psychopathy.
Well, you're removing probably the most important personal parts of yourself.
Yeah.
Because, you know, regardless of, you know, whether or not you have anxiety or insecurities, if you take that away, you're taking away something that is deeply a part of you.
Yeah.
And you know, it's probably better to be a human and reconcile through those than to wish them gone.
Yeah,
but they actually have therapies, or therapies that, you know, are hinted at being started or possible stuff in the future where, you know, it's like, oh, well, you have, you know, you grew up in an abusive household, or you grew up and, you know, you fucking got into a car accident, and, you know, saw your dad die in front of you or whatever, traumatic memories, you know, what if we could just... fucking no memory of it happening, or replace it with a different memory, just so that these people can go back to living lives without the trauma impeding them.
Yeah.
But at the same time,
if someone does that, then they could replace all your memories and make you start living a life that, like, a brand new life. But to you, it's like the only life you've lived.
That's where shit gets fucky, because then you're getting into mind control. Then you're getting into programming a personality. You're getting into essentially creating another person, which is what they tried. It's what the government fucking tried. The United States government tried in the fucking, I think it was the 50s and the 60s with LSD, MK Ultra, where they took fucking random unsuspecting people. They go, hey, bro. Yeah, you want to do some acid, man? Yeah. And then just fucking giving them tons of acid, giving them electroshock, fucking telling them that they have split personalities, trying to make sleeper agents. So, like, you know, like the whole thing where it's like they tell you a code and then you snap into your other personality.
Is that a real thing? Like,
real science, bro. It's fucking, it's real.
Wow.
It's real. They fucking, they declassified MK Ultra like, you know, like 10 years ago or something.
Wait, well, so you can make sleeper agents that can just snap?
I fucking did. It didn't fucking work.
Oh, okay.
It didn't fucking work at all, but it was still a crime against fucking humanity to give all these fucking random people awful side effects as a result. But no, wild shit. Mind control, not good. I don't endorse mind control.
That's fair.
I like being a human.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't mind being a human with prosthetics, you know?
Yeah.
Like
a prosthetic penis.
Yeah, like a giant horse cock.
Yeah.
Like literally a horse cock. Like
that's why I have a fear of horses.
Really? Because of their dick?
I see a horse cock. It's so big. I saw one when I was younger, and I was like, well, I'm never going to live up to that.
You should resent horses.
So just if I just never see horses again in my life, it's like they don't exist.
Is that why we hate horses?
Yeah, it's
they're
also
stupid. They're
it's
ugly.
Also why I hate penises.
Mm, that's fair.
It's both. Saw both of them. Resented them ever since.
Mm.
Yeah. We're at an hour, by the way.
Are we?
Just in case anyone wanted to know.
Good. I did, because we should wrap this up.
It was a good podcast,
It was a good podcast.
I'm going to be honest. I was like, how is a podcast with the three of us going to go? I don't know. It's not many people. Is it going to be okay? But no, it was good.
Yeah, I think we made the hour just fine. I find concluding it here if you guys are.
Yeah.
Unless you had anything else to bring up.
I'm just going
to
say all that brain stuff is nice, but I still stand by the fact that I think we're robots. We have no free will, and that's how I'm going to justify cutting off that asshole to get to here today.
Okay.
Wait, what?
I didn't understand that.
I didn't get it. But no, that's just, okay.
Yeah.
It's all right. Yeah,
will get it, so that's fine.
You don't have to get things all the time. But if you were to get something all the time, it would be Gamersups.
Yeah.
Gamersups.gg.
Couldn't agree more.
Code Misfits for 10% off your order. Grab yourself a waifu shaker. Grab yourself some yummy Misfits melon. Chow down on it. Give it a slurp. Play some games. Be a gamer. This was the Misfits podcast without Fitz. We miss him. Please come back. The podcast is not the same without you. And everybody, have a good day. Have a good night. Don't know why I'm saluting, but just a salute.
Yeah.
10-4. Roger, over and out. See you next week.
Bye.
Bye. Later.